Was Ted Shackelford still alive?
Okay.
In case you were worried.
Wait, who's Ted Shackelford?
Ted Shackelford.
Yeah, who's that?
From Knott's Landing.
From what?
Knott's Landing.
Oh. Yeah, why would I care about him?
Because he's the star of Space Precinct 2040.
Oh, that show, I haven't watched it.
We thought he was dead. Well, I thought he was dead. And then it got everybody else scared.
Never can't die. Well, that's good that you care about something.
They really care about him. I already thought he was dead, so I had to make peace with it.
I'm just telling us that he already has his post-COVID tickets to Shacklefest.
Shacklefest?
Yeah, at Red Lobster.
Nice.
Where's there?
Shacklefest at Red Lobster. May I seat you?
He's the maitre d'.
I was Morgan Fairchild's husband on Knott's Landing.
That's a selling point, right?
Yes. Would you like some Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Hold on, let me get Patrick Duffy to help you out.
Wrong show.
But they'd be.
I think they did have crossovers, didn't they? Probably. I think there's one's a star. I think Knott's Landing is a star.
Dallas. Oh, that would make sense
because
he was in Dallas too.
Shackelford?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah.
I gotta get some better cables.
Munchie was in there, but I
need better cables.
Pardon?
Do I need better cables? Is that what you said?
No, I need to get better cables.
Why?
Because, well, or better connectors. I don't know. My signal from your incoming to here keeps the cable shorting out.
Is that what's been the problem lately?
No. When I get it set right, usually it sits okay for a while, but then, like, I don't know, I think when things warm up or get cooler, it changes the sizes of stuff, so they shift.
Who should be the guest of honor at the
Shacklefest?
Inaugural Shacklefest.
Rob Youngblood.
What does Rob Youngblood do now? Is he still alive?
Who's Rob Youngblood?
He's Officer Haldane, Crank. Jesus.
In what?
In goddamn Space Precinct 2040.
Are you still on about this?
Are you crazy? What is wrong with you?
It's the official show of Four Star Studios.
So.
Every day we have lunch and watch an episode of Space Precinct 2040.
Okay. Good for you.
Thing that Rob Youngblood did was an episode of NYPD Blue.
Oh, he hasn't done anything.
Called Oedipus Rex.
Oh no!
Huh.
And then before that, in 2001, was Jag.
Hmm.
Where he played John Jagoff. He was also adult Nick Zelensky in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show.
Yeah, nobody remembers that show. I don't think, anyway.
Is that a Shacklefest?
A celebration of all things Shackelford. Get shackled!
Get shackled. Shackles on my feet.
Shackle adjacent, but...
You're shackle adjacent. You're not a shackle forward, you're shackle near.
Shackle Chevy?
No.
Shackle Dotson?
No.
Oh. Shackle Hugo?
Probably more.
Okay.
He's a regular on Elmo's Place.
Yeah, that's what,
Sorry.
You realize that your Shackleford obsession is much weirder than my Chris Makepeace obsession, right?
I didn't make a holiday.
Well, you made up a fest.
I didn't. Aha, my hands are clean!
No, it's still your fault.
Mm-mm.
No, I brought space for safe
this year. He really did.
Enjoy life.
You just found it, right? You didn't know about it.
I had looked it up and added it recently, and then I was like, I'm going to watch this at the studio.
Hmm.
And then your life was changed forever.
It really was.
Last week, I think it was Henrik, recommended an anime called Food Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've watched like the first two seasons of that so far, and it's pretty great.
Cool.
People eat stuff, and they get this like sexual reaction out of it, and all their clothes blow off their bodies.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Comic for that.
Yeah, I don't. The comic's supposed to be pretty good too, but I've never read it. But it, yeah, it's really good so far. And they sort of teach you little things about cooking. And that's kind of cool.
Those are Sean's favorite kind of comics.
I love it because that is not something that would ever get off the ground here.
No.
Not even, like, it wouldn't get past concept stage, you know?
Maybe. You never know sometimes. I think sometimes...
I don't think it would if it originated here.
Yeah, in general, you're right. But I think sometimes something gets through.
Because, like, it's just so weird.
So weird.
So, yeah. Thanks, Henrik.
You got Shackleford.
Yeah. We all got Shackleford. A little bit of Shackleford in all of us.
Ted Shackleford's Food Wars. That's his competing restaurant with Red Lobster. Would you like some cheddar bacon? No, I'm going across the street to Ted Shackleford's Food Wars.
Please back away from the Shackleford.
Back away from the Shackleford.
You're not worthy of the Shackleford.
I don't know many people that are.
Well, there you go. So, how stressed out has this week made you?
I mean, it was pretty bad there on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
I knew you weren't feeling good because you actually texted me, which you never did.
Yeah. I've drank a lot. But, yeah, I don't know. It's like, just kind of, this hanging on the edge of things is getting kind of wearing.
Yep.
And I'm super disappointed in Ohio.
Yep.
Because, I talked about this before. We had, some pretty bad Republican shenanigans this year and last year, dealing with like bribery and crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm like, well, surely that's gonna disillusion a ton of the people that voted for that stuff, right? No.
Well, try being from Tennessee, buddy.
Only a few counties voted blue here.
Yeah, I think three did in Tennessee.
The one I live in went blue, but it's like it wasn't enough, and then this whole Nevada. I don't understand why Nevada is taking so long.
Why?
Because they don't have that much to count as some of these other places, but they're like taking their time on it. And that seems strange. I saw a news report that they said they're purposely taking their time because they want to be thorough, but I'm like, you've only got like 6 electoral votes, dude. So I don't, it just seems weird that they're dragging it out. But anyway, yeah. And I had put off, calling you to record this week because I was hoping that by now there'd be some sort of definitive answer one way or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not too worried anymore.
It's still pretty narrow, though.
Yep, it is.
And, you know, they're recounting Georgia, which hopefully that doesn't change anything.
It's not actually that narrow now, is it?
He only needs...
I haven't checked it in like the last hour or so, but it was before.
Up needs 3, 4. Not even 1 half, he just needs 1. Biden could... They could recount all three of these, and even if he lost 2 out of the 3, Biden would still have the 270 he needs. So the only way this would happen... Anything would happen is if all three somehow flipped red.
Which, I mean, I'm still gun shy from the last election, you know? There was no way I thought Trump was actually going to fucking win to begin with.
I mean, this played out great different. Mm-hmm.
But.
If you only needed one, then I would be worried.
Yeah. And then, I mean, who knows? I don't know.
I mean, he's not going to leave. We all have another problem afterwards. But
right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's still going to be all kinds of fuckery.
I'm not worried about that.
I think he's going to take a heart attack or something. You know, cart him out like he's doing a... what's his name? What can't think of his name?
James Brown?
Yeah, he'll walk out like he's feigning injury.
Then he'll throw his cape off and come back.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Anyway. But we're close, and that's at least that. Whatever happens, you know, we're going to be past it soon.
I'd be more worried if more of his dudes, the Republicans, were, like, being real gung-ho right now. But
yeah, it's just
everyone's, like, scurrying off the boat.
Yeah, as I knew they would. The crazy ones are still.
Yeah.
Like, Jim Jordan is still, because he sunk all of his stuff into Trump.
But, like, Mitch and all those guys, they're gone.
Mitch was ready to go, and
he just wanted those judges.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to happen, but I was really hoping Kentucky would vote him out.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Like, I mean,
even Lindsey Graham thought he was losing. That's insane to me.
Did Lindsey Graham get reelected?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been paying attention to that part of it.
Yeah, he's been crying on TV for weeks about how he's going to lose, and then he fucking won.
Well, shit. Are we still... I think we're still tied in the Senate right now, right? Yeah, so, 48-48.
Yeah, it looks like things might work out there.
We got that runoff in Georgia.
I mean, that's going to be the big thing after this, because... They got nothing else right now. They're going to sink everything into that.
I just, I mean, that's a problem. Is
they're a little more even, but even doesn't work anymore.
Right. And they, like, it's just, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, 2 more years of McConnell basically just blocking the shit out of everything.
Mm-hmm. That's why we need to get Ossoff in there.
Did you say Hasselhoff?
What?
Did you say Hasselhoff?
I said Ossoff. Oh, okay. I said Affleck.
Affleck.
If we get Hasselhoff in there, we're fucked, because I think he's... I think he's totally a conservative guy.
Man. Is he
I just really wish that Kevin Sorbo was... Kevin! I don't know why I stopped myself from tweeting at him, but I did, and I don't know why.
Like Kevin Sorbo?
Yeah.
What's he done now?
He's just yelling.
He's grumpy.
Oh.
They're gonna take my $450,000
I have. He's grumpy about people voting for Biden. He's grumpy.
There was a... Oh, Kirk Cameron was going off on something the other day.
Yeah, that makes sense. They both make their money the same way now by doing religious movies.
Sorbo still does horror movies and stuff, too, though.
Not a lot. He's directing and making, like, religious movies.
Huh. Well, guess there's a crowd for it.
Yeah, a captive crowd. You live in Nashville for any period of time, you learn. Because a lot of people think that, this might be different now, this was 20 years ago, but a lot of people think that country music or the music industry is the number one industry in Nashville. It's not. It's publishing, because that's where all the Baptist Sunday School Board publishing is. And they have a captive audience. You know what I mean?
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew religious stuff as a business, as an industry, was pretty big.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. I actually applied for a job out of college there.
I just didn't know it was centered like around that area.
The Kevin Sorbo's house, yes. I was his weight holder.
Me and Sorbo.
No, Baptist Sunday School Board, before they changed their name to Lifeway. So if you ever see the company Lifeway, that's the Baptist Sunday School Board.
That sounds like one of those weird, I'm thinking Amway, one of those weird pyramid scam companies.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, I'm assuming I didn't get the job because they make you sign a behavior clause.
What's that mean?
It means like you have to, like, exemplify the morals and outlook of the Baptist Sunday School outside of your job.
Oh, like that college Falwell was part of.
Yeah.
You're too rowdy.
No, I wasn't too rowdy. I could have probably just fit in because I didn't do anything. But I wasn't going to go to church.
Right.
And I did tell them that I wasn't Baptist, and I think that probably struck against me.
That, what exactly were you applying for, though? Like, what was your
graphic designer.
Oh, so you would have been, like, putting together...
I have a degree in graphic design.
Oh, I know. But I'm saying, like, I didn't know what you were applying there for, exactly.
Doesn't look like it.
Oh! Damn!
It hurts because it's kind of true.
Sean.
The princess becomes the master.
I'm trying to picture you like designing chick tracks and stuff, like chick pamphlets.
Yeah, I know, right? I wouldn't have been good. I'm not saying it, but I was right out of school, and I needed to get a job.
Right on. And that was the biggest concern going, right?
Yeah, my girlfriend at the time lived in Murfreesboro, so I thought it would be slam dunk.
Instead, it was no-go.
It was a no-go. I got a job at at EdgeNet Media.
EdgeNet.
Designing websites.
EdgeNet.
All right.
And speaking of Christian stuff, I designed one of Petra's websites.
The band Petra?
The band Petra.
No kidding.
Yep.
Huh.
For their, forgot what album it was. But yeah. Moya Brennan, who is Enya's sister, I made her website for one album.
Enya's last name is Brennan?
Yeah, Enya Brennan.
Huh. Well, that just takes all the, like, the mystery out of it.
So you think she only had, that her parents just gave her one name?
Well, sure, like Bjork.
Like she came out of the swamp? Bjork has a last name!
Shut your mouth.
She does.
I don't believe it.
Bjork.
It's Bjork Bjork.
Bjork Bjork.
Her dad is the Swedish chef. Her name's Bjork Bjork.
Oh, I dare you to try and pronounce it, though.
Yeah, that's probably why she doesn't use her last name. I mean, what
is that?
I spent a week trying to figure out how to pronounce shit in Iceland. It does not work. It does not work at all. Their language is might as well be Klingon.
Is it as bad as Gaelic?
It's worse than Gaelic.
There's that one costume designer who worked on Mandalorian, and her last name is, I think it's her last name, is like five consonants in a row. And one vowel, it's like two vowels in there.
The way that it works is if there is a certain combination of certain combinations of consonants in front of a vowel makes a certain sound. Instead of just like one letter, it's like a bunch. It's like a, they have like a combination lock words.
Do they have glottal stops?
What's a glottal stop?
You know, like German, how's it, like, sounds like you're coughing?
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of that in there.
Or like a
glottal stop.
I think that's what glottal stops are. Or maybe glottal stops are those clicks.
You're a glottal stop. Stop all the glottaling.
I'm looking up glottal stop.
Stop all the glottaling.
I'm doing the glottal waddle. Well, okay, Wikipedia tells me what it is, but it doesn't actually tell me what it sounds like.
What? What's
this? The glottal stops.
It does sound like a band name.
I think I'm close anyway. If I'm not exactly right, I think I'm close.
Glottal stop.
Glottal stop.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I'm still going with high pressure gardening.
All right.
Now, that's been our band name since we started this show.
Oh.
10 years ago. More than 10 years.
More than 10 years, yeah.
How long ago was it?
It's gonna take me a while to get that.
Oh shit, we missed our birthday again.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's your fault.
That was in October.
Shit.
I recorded my episode.
Well, send it over. I'll put it on. That was in October, but I don't know the exact date. Yeah, we're like 15.
15.
Holy shit. Next year, a little weird Mustang.
Next year we can drive a car.
Well, only if our parents let us get our learner's permit.
Nothing can stop high pressure gardening.
Damn, when was our birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. October 2005, it was 10/11/2005 was our first episode posted. And we did a dry run thing on October 5th just to test it out.
I was just starting college.
Yeah. Wow. And we talked about Carlos Speed McNeil's Finder on our first episode.
Really?
Yep.
Finder?
She
Carlos Speed McNeil comic?
She was taking it to the web.
We used to talk about comics, yeah. That's how we got in that book.
I know. Guys, what if I had secretly been listening to Crankcast from the very beginning? From when I started college, I just found this podcast and started listening to it religiously.
I would be mortified and annoyed.
And that's actually why you're there at the studio? Because
Why he moved to Chicago.
Mortified and terrified and annoyed.
He moved to Chicago for this shit.
And then once I finally was here for an episode, I'm finally in it.
Oh, man. Well, your life is very disappointing.
Let's see. In our second episode, Mike was mad about the release of the iPod G5 because of its video capabilities.
Is it because I had just bought one?
Yeah, you bought the one that didn't have the video. I think.
Yeah. So that's been a theme that's happened since the very beginning.
What was it you were mad about?
What was it?
The iPod G5.
That was the first color iPad, right?
iPod.
Oh, iPod. That's what I meant. The first iPod. Color iPod.
What's the G5?
Just the fifth version or whatever, I think.
I'm pretty sure that was the color one, because I remember I got an iPod that summer, and at the end of summer, the color ones came out, and I was super pissed.
Well, and I guess it played video, and that was the first one to play video? Or something like that. I'm not actually going to bother listening to the episode, I'm just reading it.
Yeah, that's the color. It's the one with the spinning wheel and the... It's the first color.
Huh. Oh, generation.
Yeah.
Oh. They weren't. Okay. Because there was an actual series of Macs called G5s.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, no, these were the iPods.
It was the iPod 5G.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just reversed my letters.
Fifth generation.
Yeah.
And let's see, on our third episode in October, Mike tries to win a nifty blue Beetle piece by John Byrne on eBay.
Oh, yeah. That was the page from Legends that I've been chasing for years.
And I'm guessing you didn't win it?
I didn't win it. In fact, I contacted the person, and I thought that I had, but they said they had already sold it.
Mm. It's your unicorn.
Yeah.
And then... On that same episode, we also talked about Tim Truman's Scout.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Because I remember saying that he drew very ugly people.
I suppose you're not wrong.
I'm not, but I've met Tim since then, and I really like him. And I still think he draws ugly people, but I think he does it on purpose.
He's consistent about it, so that's his thing.
It's not that he can't draw.
It's like
John Buscema draws some really ugly women, I think, but he's an awesome artist.
Or like Barry Windsor Smith. All his people look
like the same person.
Like gender indeterminate.
Yeah.
I guess.
They all look like the singer for The Darkness.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was our October stuff there. For the first three episodes.
Don't.
They're not up anymore anyway. You can't listen to them anymore.
What? And what am I looking at right here? Oh, I see. It says zero.
Yeah, it's just the post.
Damn.
I had to archive everything after a certain point because we had like 20-something gigs of stuff up there or something. 30-something gigs. There's just too much stuff.
I want you to send me the hard drive that these episodes are on.
No.
Oh.
Hey, you're the hardcore fan. Don't you have copies of it? Oh, yeah, my birthday was yesterday.
God damn it!
What?
Motherfucker.
I'm not
dead. And my dad's birthday was on Tuesday.
Okay, look, this is a 16 candles situation. There's a lot of shit going on. You got to forgive me this time.
I forgive you every time.
I know you
every
do.
Every time.
Last year I remembered.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot
pretty
you remembered.
Sure I remembered last year.
Well, there you go.
God damn it.
Like, it's not like I'm asking for flowers or anything. I don't care.
Oh, you're my good friend. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Happy birthday to me. I'm 46 years old.
You're old enough to know better, that's for sure.
About what?
My point, exactly.
Yeah. And, So, what else is new? Tell me something good.
Something good.
Well, I mean, current things seem to be turning corner. Still afraid to go outside.
Right. Why? What's going on outside?
And there's a disease.
Oh, yeah, that. Has there been any, violent stuff going on in Chicago during this week?
No.
Okay. I had read something at the beginning of the week that a lot of businesses were boarding up and stuff, expecting
trouble. They were doing that. Yeah, they were just making sure. But there hasn't been any that I know of that I've heard of.
All right. Huh. I think Comic List got bought. I went to the website to check this week's listings of stuff. And it seems like it's on a different... Well, I mean, the website looks different, but it also seems like it's on a different URL now. Like, some company called Go Collect or something.
Interesting.
Huh. Well, I guess good for them, but I can't find the Comic List.
It seems already gone?
Say what?
Is it already time to list the comics?
No, I'm just trying to find it. I was getting myself set up. Just sort of strange, that's all.
I was trying to set up my Squire 70s repro strat here. And there's some tinkering that I needed to do because I can't seem to get the action low enough without starting fret buzz, which means I'd have to mess with the truss rod and stuff. And then it's like, before I get into that, this nut's plastic. I need to put like a real nut on there. And,
what, like bone or something?
Yeah. Graphite? I don't do that. So I was like, well, if I'm going to take it in, I might as well just get them to deal with that, right?
Okay, sure.
So I just thought I'd bring that up.
I told you I bought that little electric mandolin, right?
A long time ago.
That's only been like a month or two. But anyway, it was, I was having some problems with it because the bridge was down, the saddle piece was down as low as it would go, but it still had like fairly high action. So last night I took it apart, pulled the neck off, and then I shimmed it so I could get like a better brake angle or a better angle in the neck.
Yeah.
And then I was able to raise the bridge up and actually get it to play a lot better.
Yeah.
So.
I wouldn't attempt that, but you're better than I am at that stuff.
I should make a proper shim that actually fills the entire pocket and goes at an angle from one end to the other.
You can buy pre-made ones.
I don't know if I can buy them for this.
Probably.
I guess I could buy
I'm quite surprised at what they make.
I guess I could buy a guitar pocket one and just cut it down.
I bet they make mandolin ones.
But it,
why don't you learn to play the theme to the Mando on your Mando?
What's the Mando?
The Mandalorian.
Oh, I still haven't seen that show yet.
The Mando! They all call him Mando on that.
I am Mando. I'm Mando, just picking on my Mando.
I surprised myself with that.
Sean's patting himself on the back again.
What's he doing?
He's singing the
Mando
theme.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like a cross between like a spaghetti western and Monday Night Football theme.
Oh. So, not good?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Soundtrack on like most things. Mando.
Mando.
Sitting out on the porch picking on my Mando.
Mando. Mando.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no, what? Silver Surfer, what?
I got a, it's like a monkey shine.
Oh no!
On my back.
You don't like it.
What happened?
Sean's playing Fortnite.
Oh. You go, Sean. You fort the heck out of that night.
He is forting that night.
What, is he Twitch streaming?
He usually does on Friday, but he hasn't in a while. He will not fort gently into that good night.
Oh. So. What's happened to you since last week?
I told you.
I know. Tell me again.
Oh, I'm not gonna. I don't like talking.
Talk to me, Mike.
We can end the show, you know.
Talk to me, Mike.
We did our duty.
Talk to me, Mike.
No. I don't want to talk to you.
Talk to me, Mike.
I know. I can't even remember your birthday. Why would I want to talk to you?
Oh, good point.
Mando.
If I was a Star Wars character, they'd call me Mando Calrissian.
No, they wouldn't. That is real. Traitor!
Somebody might call me Mando Calrissian. I just don't know who.
I'm calling you dumb, bud, Calrissian.
What? Push your mouth. Well, okay then. Have you seen a movie called The Falling?
The Falling?
Yes, The Falling. Like,
no.
As in, not. Still falling, but not yet fallen.
I have not seen The Falling.
Well, this is a 1987 movie. That's a Spanish-made movie, but English, with, like, you know, English leads.
Okay. Wait, what's it about?
It's about a Skylab falling to Earth, and they had been doing experiments on some sort of alien DNA on there. So it falls to Earth, mutates, and becomes a parasitic alien microbe.
It's not, it doesn't have Joe Estevez in it, does it?
Does not.
Okay, then I haven't seen it.
But, although I think it was direct, I think the director, oh, no, he did a Charlie Sheen movie.
Same family.
Yeah. But, yeah, so this is kind of a weird movie. It's not great, but it's sort of Lovecraftian almost, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they, so these alien things, right, they get inside of you and start reproducing and get in your brain and they make you really violent.
As you do.
Right. And they kind of take control and stuff of you after a while, and then eventually they burst out of your head.
Hmm. Sure.
Which pretty much kills you, you know, because your head burst.
Yeah, blowed up. Yeah, gotcha.
Right. So, and then they turn into these things that kind of look like Wilford Brimley's head in The Thing.
Okay.
Sort of a cross between that and a face hugger.
They have mustaches?
Well, some of them, yeah.
Some of them.
I mean, you know, mustache is a really personal choice, Mike. Not everybody has one.
I agree. You're right.
So, so there's these three Americans, you know, and they're on vacation and touring Spain, and they've got a dune buggy on the back of their RV. And, I guess, like, you find out after a certain point that the one tourist, he's, like, the top driver in L.A., the top stunt driver. And his buddy's a jerk. And then they brought this girl with them that they both like, but apparently she's likes the stunt driver, and that makes the other guy kind of upset.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm really telling it, there's not a lot that actually happens in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some good burst, like, you know, head bursting scenes. And, you know, there's some inexplicable stuff in what's supposed to be a NASA lab, but it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, there's a twist.
The twist is that one of them was an alien all along?
Well, except we're all aliens, really, Mike. I mean, we're islands unto ourselves, and we can't really know each other all that well.
I don't like you.
Huh. Have you been infected by an alien parasite?
This whole time, the past 15 years.
Wow.
It's a slow-moving parasite.
It's more of a symbiote. Symbiote, I think, actually.
Symbiote?
Yeah.
It's kind of a apathetic being.
Yeah. Oh, well, that makes sense. Sort of. You get along real well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. If you want to watch an 80s movie, that's all I can really tell you about, say about it. I mean, to be honest, it's an 80s movie.
You don't have to take my word for it. Check it out.
Right. So yeah, there's that. Got to see Leah Thompson in sort of a horror slash thriller movie.
Howard the Duck?
Exit Speed.
Exit Speed?
Yeah. These, let's see, the description is, 10 strangers aboard a bus are forced off the road by a nomadic biker gang. Taking refuge in an abandoned scrapyard, they use improvised weapons, adrenaline, and sheer guts to mount a defense against the murderous bikers. As their numbers dwindle, they realize that their survival depends on doing the unthinkable, fighting for their lives. Why is that unthinkable? I mean, that seems like it'd be a pretty obvious thought, right? Like, but it's, it's got Lee Thompson, Fred Ward.
Leah Thompson's always, like, she's like a guerrilla fighter.
Hell yeah. Trying to think of who else. There's some other people that sort of recognize.
She's one of the last two survivors of Red Dawn. I would totally expect her to...
Hells yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, this sounds interesting. Revenge Ride.
Hmm.
A ruthless all-female motorcycle gang gets revenge after an attack on one of their own. Or something, you know.
This means there's rape in it.
No.
That's not what it means.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
Well, that's why I won't watch. I don't watch those movies because I know just the description means that.
Could have just been like, you know,
somebody. That's the formula of those movies, dude.
It could be somebody just beat one of their members at checkers by cheating.
Yeah, it could be, but it's not.
Yeah, probably right.
Mando. Man don't.
That'd be Mandu. Catman dude?
Guy man dude.
Guy man dude. So, all right then. I got nothing else to talk about. We got any email?
We have one email.
Why don't you read that email for me?
It's from Forrest.
Whitaker?
No. Wish.
Big Mac.
It's Forrest. He says, has Crank read the Vinyl Detective novels by Andrew Cartmell?
Have not.
I got into his writing because he has written the comics of Ben Aaronovich's Rivers of London books.
Okay.
The novels are about a British PI that specializes in finding old records. It's a fun series. Also, Andrew Cartmell has a movie podcast out now called Cue the Winged Podcast. Well, that sounds good. About oddball movies that I think Mike would like. Yes, I would. I do not like Cue the Winged Serpent, but yes, just that.
Oh, it's
yes.
Got Michael Moriarty in it, though.
It does. Michael Moriarty doing his most Moriarty-ish.
Yes. Yes.
He's like a crazy, weird, like, disabled jazz musician.
yeah. One of my favorite actors. No, I haven't read him. That's the first time I've heard of him. What's it called again? Or who's the author?
The author is Andrew Cartmell. Cartmell.
C-A-R-T-M-E-L?
Yep. And it's the Vinyl Detective novels.
I will look them up.
Yeah. He says, watch out for alley bears, and I hope Bill Duke is doing it good out there in 2020.
Yeah, what is Bill Duke up to?
I don't know. He hasn't written in a while.
Long time.
He's on Black Lightning now.
What's that?
TV show.
Oh. What's the channel? What's it on? Like a service?
It's a CW show.
Well, okay.
Yep.
Oh, well, thanks for writing.
The Dukester.
You know, we appreciate the mail. Gives Mike something to do.
It does give me something to do.
And,
One crank.
Yes. Okay, so I'm looking to see what's in stores this week. Anybody got anything they want to talk about there?
Well, not me. Vampire the Masquerade number 4, I believe, this out. Was out on Wednesday.
Who puts that out?
Vault Comics.
Okay. So, Vampire the Masquerade number 4.
Mando.
Winter's Bone.
Winter's Bone?
Hey. Not Winter's Bone.
Is it really sad, like that movie Winter's
Bone? Sorry, Winter's Teeth.
Oh, Winter's Bone.
That was the...
That's that really sad movie.
That was the, J-Law movie.
Yeah.
Winter's Teeth. Okay. Winter's Teeth.
Winter's Teeth.
Also very sad.
Caliber's got stuff out. Are they back again?
I don't know.
Or did they go away? I don't. For some reason, I thought Caliber didn't put anything out anymore.
You're asking the wrong man.
Well, I figure you might know more about comics than I do.
Yeah, I understand why you would think that, but I'm letting you down.
Because you actually talk to people, more people than I do.
Not these days.
I mean, you talk to other people in comics.
Not these days.
By that, he means me and Shut Up.
Yeah.
Well, and Dave Stokes, and you go on those, like, you know, group things, chat deal things, whatever they are.
Mike is very social with his trivia nights.
I do a trivia every Sunday with some people.
Yeah, see?
That's about the extent of me talking to comic book people.
It goes on streams.
I have no idea what this is. Dynamite has a book out called Dynamite, like D-I-E apostrophe, or exclamation point, Namite.
No, I've never heard of that.
But the description, I tried to read the description of it, and it doesn't actually say what it is. But they've apparently got covers all the way out to V. And Arthur Soydum still makes covers for stuff.
Mm. Oh, boy.
I thought he was kind of, not blackballed, but looked down on these days.
I'm always surprised at what people are willing to put up with.
Yeah. Good point. Or like they used to say on Karate Champ. Loof point!
That's funny.
I was a Karate Champ.
Were you?
Well, I was pretty good at it. I don't know that I was a champ.
Did you ever compete?
Yeah, well, we had our regionals, and then I almost went to nationals once, but...
You are lying to me right now.
It was the Karate Champ Championship. Champ.
You're really bad at this.
Really? You believed me for like a second, dude.
I did.
So, it can't be too bad. let's see, from Oni Press, the Agritsuko Volume 2 Stress Management Hardcover.
Oh, wow, I don't even know what you just said.
For the low price of $11.99. Stress management. We could all use a little bit of that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all I've got out this week.
All right, goodbye.
So there. Hey, buddy. Why are you trying to get rid of me?
Happy birthday. Goodbye.
What's the matter with you?
It's time to go.
Oh, I guess it is. Actually, I let this go kind of late. Well, all right then. You can reach us at Crankcast.com, Crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is IHateMike.com. You can go read BattlePug at BattlePug.com. You can go buy BattlePug in stores still, I think, like graphic novels and stuff. Or TPBs.
Graphic novels.
There's still one more issue of Grumble coming. And
Graphic Grumble.
You can get the trades in stores, the ones that are out already.
Yes, sir.
Like, you know, Mike would appreciate it if you bought things like that.
Sure.
Bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.